So besides leftovers, have you or anyone you know ever taken anything else home from a restaurant?
I had a buddy of mine take one of the tall beer mugs from Hooters one night.
That, you know what? They're nice mugs. That did not come out right. Wow. If you're looking for a set of nice mugs, go to Hooters.
A federal judge ruled in favor of Patriots quarterback.
Quarterback. Is that the German version?
The NFL has ruled in favor of the quarterback.
Yep.
Tom Brady is now relinquished.
Yep.
He will be playing in all of the football games as soon as the season starts.
Yep. So in the meantime, Tom Brady will be allowed to play.
Thank you, Fraulein.
You are welcome.
Please pass me the Braunschweiger.
800 plus tattoos on myself, 300 plus on each of Red and Claire. We started 4 weeks ago, and our goal was $15,000. At the end of Tats for Tatas, through your contributions, we were able to raise $16,500 for breast cancer research.
Yeah.
So the age range for the target demographic of this store is this, and you're well past that age. At a certain point, it's going to start looking a little awkward for you to walk in there and start shopping.
You're right. You know, I'm an older lady. There are certain styles of clothes that I no longer look good in.
Right. I mean, yep. I have the hardest time shopping for thongs.
I gotta be honest.
It doesn't work.
I come out of the dressing room. Everybody's got this horrified look on their face.
It ends in tears.
150 plus miles, 2.5 hours. I want to thank Tim Leary and the Showgram. Karen, thank you guys so much for coming. We're at Harvest Hope Food Bank, and you guys brought us a bunch of supplies to Columbia.
Our listeners came out in droves to donate whatever they could. One lady was going from Charleston to Florida. She didn't even live in Savannah. She pulled off the highway, found us, and went in and purchased 18 shop vacs for us to bring up here. 4 generators, 50 pallets of bleach.
And the outpouring of support here in Columbia has been awesome. To call you guys part of the Alpha Media team and call you a sister station at Bob 106.9 is like incredible.
I must go pick up her children as well as take mine to this karate thing last night. They're very cute little boys, but they're completely out to lunch. Like, I mean, so I stuff all of them in the backseat of the truck. The boys didn't have their karate pants on because they had just come out of the dryer and they're still damp. So I said, when we get there, you guys go into the boys' room and change into your pants and then get to class. So finally they come out, they're in their karate things, and they go out to the mat. So I am gathering up flip-flops and shoes, and I go into the, like, the boys' room because they didn't come out with their pants. I'm like, where's the pants? And so I think they just left them in the room. And I go into the bathroom. There's no pants.
But they didn't know where their pants were either, right?
And I'm like, what did they do with their pants? This is not like we're in the Oglethorpe Mall. We're in this, like, boxed room. And so I call one of them. I go, dude, where are your pants? And he looks at me, and he, like, dead serious in the eye, and goes, I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? What'd you do with your pants?
I don't know how I'm going to explain to their mother, I'm sorry, within the space of 25 minutes, they lost their pants.
Did they find their pants?
They were wearing their pants under their karate pants.
They were wearing their pants the whole time.
The whole time. I'm like, I asked you where your pants were. And this one kid looks at me like, they're right here. You tell me some emojis and I'll tell you what you're saying.
Okay, I've got a heart, present, winky face, firework.
What you're saying is you would like to get an Italian sub with banana peppers Tuesday afternoon at 4:30.
That's it.
I know, right? I mean, seriously, how could you not see that?
Well, that's what I'm saying, but my wife would read it as happy anniversary since it's our anniversary today, but I'm sitting there thinking sub.
Hi, buddy. Happy birthday. Jonah. Dude, are you there?
Yes.
Hey, Jonah, it's Claire and Karen. Happy birthday,
happy
buddy.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Oh, you say thank you to them and I get nothing? All right, are you happy today? You're 9 years old.
Should I answer that question?
No, this is creating great radio. What I'll do is I'll ask you a question and you don't say a freaking thing.
I'm fine with that.
All right, you know what?
Get him instead of you.
This call is a train wreck. Well, happy 9th birthday. I love you. Dude.
We love you too, Jonah.
Wait, you told me not to answer anything.
Answer the question! The one thing that you have to have cleaned when company comes over.
I gotta say, it would have to be in my bathroom.
Do you frantically clean it before someone comes over?
I scrub it, make sure it's been bleached over. It has to smell clean.
Dude! Totally. All right.
Smell, it has to smell clean.
This is the way I make sure that it's clean. If you walk into my bathroom and it smells like bleach, you're going to think it's clean. As long as it smells like clean, it's the perception. I'm selling the sizzle.
I cannot believe that you got on my Tinder and swiped right for like 20 random guys.
I was trying to help you out.
No, now I'm getting all these weird messages from all of these guys.
You're welcome.
No!
Jared, listen, don't hate me. I have to side with Tim.
Yes, you do!
Here's why. It's what's called the buckshot approach. The more you throw out there, something's gonna hit.
These cars pull up around the plane, and then they tell us there's been a delay because of the weather, and it's like sunshiny outside. And these guys come in and come to find out that they're marshals, and they're taking this man off the plane.
Oh, that's scary.
We knew there wasn't any rain delay.
Oh, no.
Folks, this is your pilot speaking from the flight deck. It's sunny skies, no clouds, 75. So we're going to park it right here on the tarmac for a while until this weather passes over us. and we get some more crappy conditions to take off in.
You are the weirdest eater.
What are you talking about?
None of the food on your plate can touch each other.
Because all the food needs to have its own space on the plate.
My son, he will not eat so many foods unless I give it like a cute name. Like he hates lasagna, but I give him spaghetti cake and he eats it right up.
Yeah.
He'll have two big old pieces.
That's adorable.
The redhead is the same way. You should have seen her at the Broadcasters Association dinner. We had to name all of her food on her plate for her to eat it.
Yeah. Shut up.
And you know what? We named everything wine and she scarfed everything up. Where are you?
I'm at the drive-thru at Burger King. I'm actually sitting at the window. They left the window wide open.
A Bob hissy fit. Turn your knob to Bob as loud as you can for 10 seconds. Go!
Turn your knob to Bob! Turn your knob to Bob! Turn your knob to Bob!
Woo! That was fantastic!
Thank you, ma'am.